preparing for a future Starmer-led government. For a union-backed workers' list of candidates fight for a new mass workers' party Labour lead in the polls, the Tories took a drubbing in the 4th of May local elections. All arrows point to Sir Keir Starmer being the next Prime Minister. But what will a Starmer-led government look like, and how should trade unionists and socialists prepare? Speaking recently, Starmer said his tasks to prepare for government will be like Clause 4th on steroids, in reference to Tony Blair's 1995 rule change, abolishing Labour's historic commitment to public ownership, as part of his counter-revolution transforming Labour from a party with the working class at its base into an out-and-out capitalist party. But, unlike Blair's new Labour Party coming to power in 1997, the next government will inherit a stagnant economy with stubborn inflation, and with living standards taking a decline of historic proportions. Starmer has already promised fiscal restraint. It is clear that he has no intention of fully funding services and offering public sector workers an inflation-proof pay rise. In fact, Labour Shadow Health Secretary Wes Streeting says he doesn't support junior doctors striking for pay rises and in defence of their profession and our NHS. In Wales, Royal College of Nursing members are striking on June 7, June and December 13, July, demanding a pay rise from the Labour-run Welsh Government. The Welsh Senate has just passed a Social Partnership Act, supposedly committing it and employers to working together with the trade unions. Then why not give nurses and other public service workers the pay rises they deserve? And why not join the Scottish First Minister Humza Yousaf in pledging not to issue work notices as part of Westminster's new anti-strike laws? Welsh Labour in power and cuts making Labour councils around the country give a flavour of what a Starmer government will offer. The trade union movement needs to prepare now. That's why Socialist Party members are pushing for debates on workers' political representation at this year's trade union conferences. How can civil servants, for example, put maximum pressure on an incoming Labour government to offer pay rises, end job cuts, and halt workplace closures? See the motion PCS union leaders didn't want debated, below. How should Unite the Union, Labour's biggest financial backer, be using its money to campaign politically? Socialist Party members in Unite are fighting for a rule change to allow the union's funds to be used to back candidates beyond Labour, who back the union's policies. This would free the union up to back Jeremy Corbyn's stand at a general election, for example. Having been challenged in the general election by a trade union-backed list of workers' candidates, a Starmer-led government would govern under more working-class pressure. More still if even a handful of workers' MPs were elected. The Socialist Party campaigns for a new mass workers' party, and puts demands on the trade unions to take steps towards its creation. The Socialist Party's participation in the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, including standing candidates under its banner at the general election, if preparations are not made in time for a union-backed stand with more authority, is an important part of that fight.